Blog Talk Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home.
Okay. Okay, you guys, the Swiss boat is hating me right now. You cannot hear anything? What about now?
La, da, da, da.
Oh my God.
Myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity.
Today. Oh, well, I have a ear infection. I have a infection.
Well, I think Sarah gave me what she had. I'm starting to get a really bad sore throat.
Terry, bad Terry. Let's see. And that's
the
okay. There's no one on the Swisspo yet, besides us. So, Dennis, did you hear anything about the Steve Burton chat? Because all I heard about was going to give Steve some love because of his answers by now. To dangerous can I justify Mokes and wants to be in Vic's life? Kill him that he's not. That was just the two questions someone has seen.
So do we know what, like, went on in the chat, or what?
No, but have you been on Twitter at all today?
No, I haven't. I told you, I'm, like, not, I, like, haven't been on the computer enough only to play Frontierville on Facebook.
Okay, well, Tyler Christopher tweeted that whatever that they said at their event, they never said.
What now?
I guess the Zay Samuels were saying stuff that wasn't true. Yes, I did. She didn't say anything about Becky, meaning Kelly, I guess. I'm waiting for Dad
Steve
to respond.
Steve didn't say anything about Becky. Steve didn't say anything about Becky in the chat.
You know, I believe that. I don't see Tyler Christopher that mean. I see someone else maybe that mean, but I don't see Tyler Christopher in that way. Come on, bro. Okay, what is going on with Tyler Christopher right now? And why is everyone blaming Becky for Ingo? I didn't know that was going on.
I think that everything that people are thinking that Ingo is going to be out here because Becky is brought back in. Because supposedly Becky was fired due to budget cuts all of a sudden. Now they're thinking that another big person is going to be leaving, which Ingo Rademacher, he's already been stating on Twitter, you know, he's had these kind of comments that it sounds like that he might be next and that something, you know, that he's doing something to piss them off or whatever. So it sounds like that he might be next, and if he does get fired, then they are going to be blaming Becky. They already are for the rumor mill.
You know, people, do not blame Becky on this. I mean, to be honest, Ingo hasn't really been on there a lot.
And also his divorcing with Carly is going to, it's going to hurt him.
Yeah, it's very unheard of that, you know, what is going on. You know, but Tyler Christopher, I think, since his soul got picked up, I think he's out of there.
I think he is, too. I think that Tyler Christopher has been wanting to leave for a while. Because we all know he's not happy there.
Exactly.
So I think this might be his reason to leave.
Yeah, I mean, okay, yes, the Swiss boat is booking. I'm with the fire, it wasn't, but it is. So, people, call in to talk to us. We want to talk to people. I called 347-850-8721. You know, the thing is, okay, ABC, you know, said, oh, Becky was never fired. I mean, there was a statement. Okay, why are you backtracking now, ABC? I mean, why are you trying to make yourself look good? That's what I do not get on every level that, you know, they are retracting what they said.
Right. They're trying to cover their asses.
Exactly.
And that's all you can say about it. They're trying to cover.
You know, it's just sad, ABC. I mean, you know, what would Mickey Mouse say about you lying? You know, I mean, it's sad that we are, you know, we are in a place where, you know, they want to lie. Where, you know, I'm just glad Becky's back. But, you know, I think it's sad that we had a fight as much as we did for her. I'm glad we did it because we needed to do it. But I just find it very sad for the industry to lie like that.
I agree. I think they should, instead of trying to cover their tracks, I think they should have said, you know, we thought we could get rid of this character. Obviously, we can't because the fans are kicking our asses for it. So, you know what? We admit our mistake, and, you know, she's back on.
Yep.
Instead of trying to say, oh, no, she wasn't really fired. That was misreporting.
CAO89 goes, okay, if this is going to affect Becky's status on the show, let me know, please. It's not going to affect her status. She's back. And the haters want to say whatever they want to say. Well, they are fucking idiots.
I think that,
The Sam telling Steve that they was Becky would have stayed fired.
What?
Look in the room. Look what Dad said.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so, like, somebody... What? Did it happen on Twitter, Dallas? Did somebody tell Steve on Twitter that they wish that Becky would have stayed fired, or during the chat today? Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, Bridget. I really hope that they are treating her right there at the studio, that they are starting to give her more storyline and better storylines. She does not need to be this pathetic little hussy that they're writing her
out. Oh, yeah, Michael said don't worry about her contract.
Yeah, I did read that on Twitter that Michael said not to worry about her contract.
You know what? Yeah,
but he's not talking about it.
I think they are going to treat her right this time. I think they are going to treat her right.
Wait, so Dallas is during the chat, during Steve's chat today, they said that they wish that Becky was still fired. So did Steve even have a reaction to that?
I don't think he was happy with it.
Well, I'm wondering if he said, like, a politically correct answer, like, everybody has their own opinion, or if he got pissed at it, or if he just did not.
I don't think I kicked out because, you know, I just think it's sad that they are doing this.
He ignored it. Okay, well, that's what I was thinking he would be doing, but you never know. Dragon Lady said,
I know Sam
found
this event.
Dragon Lady says,
you know,
my
phone might not even be there that long.
Give me tickets, Carly. Thank you, Dallas. I know he didn't mention it. I know this, Carly, just so you know. And I just wanted to say to Dragon Lady that supposedly I guess in the confirmation or whatever that Becky was rehired, they said that it was, like, skewed or, like, you know, wrong, the facts were twisted or something like that. But I went and I redid it, and I have ABC's confirmation of her getting fired that they were so quick to put. And there was no way that you could twist these words. So all it is that ABC was trying to turn it around and cover their asses. So, yeah, they was saying that the magazines were lying about her getting fired, but there was no way. I mean, from that confirmation, they couldn't have miscued that or whatever you want to call it.
I know Fawn is a revenge for a bastard, but you know what? Fawn, I'm not even worried about Fawn anymore. You know what? Because someday, somewhere soon, someone's going to meet him in the dark. Okay, I need to stop.
Don't implement yourself, Carly. Don't implement
yourself. I know. I just thought of that. No, I mean, he fucked himself, people. Let's be honest here. He did a very, very bad thing, and he wants to try and cover his ass when,
Oh, here's April Dawn. She's coming in about Kelly, talking about Maurice at Tyler Kelly event. I don't know what they officially said, but I know that she said something about him having that bipolar disorder and or in real life or something. But April Dawn, if you know what it is, you know what? You should call in.
Oh, yeah.
So, and tell us.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to bring on 719. Hello?
Yeah. Hi, it's me.
Yay!
Who's
April?
Me? Oh, April. Hi, April.
It's April, yeah.
Hi. Hi, April. I just want to say before we get going, April is like the best graphic designer, whatever. She made two of my desktop pictures, and I think she should become a professional of this, except she cannot solve the random or daytime after dark for her thing. But everyone else, you know, you should pay her like $500 because she does really good.
Well,
wow.
Thank you,
you'll have to do something for the rant room.
I can do that. Yeah, I've just been making mm-hmm. Matt and Maxie stuff today, so and scrub stuff mm-hmm. yesterday, so I can do that.
Cool.
Okay, so what was said about the taboo, neck, rubble, I mean.
Okay, I don't know how true it is. I wasn't there. I can't confirm it. But from what I heard from one of the people on Twitter who was there, I guess, or knew someone who was there, I don't know. She said that Kelly said something about how Maurice, I don't know, was hiding in a closet or something, and Kelly said he must have forgotten to take his meds or something. Basically, she was making fun of what my dad has, so now I'm more pissed at her if that's true.
Okay, that's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, now I don't like her even more.
For I can't either, because Maurice is not the only person I know with that.
Oh, no, there's a lot of people with that. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, one of them is my dad.
Yeah,
so
I don't know. No, they just, you know, their brain works differently. That's how I see it. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not like they can't help it. I mean, I hope that didn't come out, like, offending anyone, but that's how I,
wow.
You know, I see it. Wow.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Well, I really hope it's not true, but you don't know with her.
Well, remember
wow.
what she said about Zaydon fans? So,
what did she say about us?
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, I don't remember what, but it was not a nice thing, what she said about us. I don't really remember what the thing was, but it wasn't nice. And
okay, so basically Kelly Monaco is mean to Leah Knights, like James Scott is mean to Lumi fans.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great.
Guys, have you heard anything else about the fan event?
No, just that.
Wow.
Oh no, damn Zaydon fans. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, see, he is a idiot. I did not say that. I was repeating.
She needs to watch what she says. She's
yeah.
getting herself in some serious hot water.
You know, I wonder if you know, Monique Spinal knows what she said. Wow.
I don't know if it's true, but you never know with her.
Well, exactly. What was I gonna say? Ask. Oh yeah, when she was in Africa. You know, well, when that whole special was shown, I could not watch. I had to look away, but I mean, you know, I do not know why she was in Africa. I understand there was a lot of good people there, but I don't understand why she was there.
Who?
You know, and, you know, I'm just waiting for the day they are with Jason and Sam. You know? Yeah, I'm just, you know, we got Becky back for a reason. I honestly believe it's like for a reason.
I think it's a sign that something is going to happen. I don't think they would have brought Rebecca back if they hadn't been able to pull off something big. I think her coming storyline
yeah,
is going to be better.
Like, everywhere has this whole Jocelyn Jake thing. Which
I
better be a
it.
Rumor. Really? Because, all over has the fact that Jocelyn's going to get aged and then Jake's going to have his organs given to her or something. Stupid.
Jake, okay, let's clear this up again. Jake is not going to die.
He better not.
And
I'm adamant that Franz is going to get his revenge somehow.
No.
I don't think we really have to worry about Franz.
No.
I think that Franz's time is coming. I think he's pissed off too many people.
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
Yeah,
come on. She called us hookers. Isn't that nice?
Oh, you're funny, Mama. Isn't it funny that Monica seems lucky and Aiden, but she cannot see Jake and Jason?
Jake, yeah, Jason and Jake, yep, I know.
Um, Well, yeah, I mean, I will. Oh, does anyone want to know what the ratings have been? Anyone?
No, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, I'm hoping they... Oh, he spoke up for Becky. And this is ABC sticking to us. And now sticking to the hills. Lord asked to know what they are doing, Mons. Oh, I'm April. You made some Maxie and that stuff?
Yeah, I was
playing
with that, but yeah, I did.
Well, if it was Maxie and Spinelli, you know, I would get it.
I know. I'm sorry, I don't like them.
I grew up on Days of Our Life, and Son and Bill were one of my favorite couples on there. And so for me, I feel like VH is pushing what Max and what Bill and Son had on, you know, on here. I mean, I could be wrong. And I can't believe we only have three callers tonight. You guys, you know, call in. We want to hear from you. Oh, I vote that we ship Kehoe to Ryan Hall. No. We like. Okay, you know what?
Come on, you know she wouldn't last over there at Y&R if they did ship her over.
Mm-hmm. Say no to the home.
Actually, I'm not surprised. I know why, but if there was a normal show dictator, not dictator,
you know
what?
You know where? You know where Kimo could go? You know where Kimo could go, though? AMC.
Did you say AMC?
Yep.
Yeah, she said AMC, but
no,
you know, she wouldn't
do not
have
send her there.
Well, I don't think AMC is going to have much of a long life right now. So,
me neither.
Yeah,
but it's got enough trash right now. Do not send it.
It's going to be leaving.
Yeah, I
you
keep
know,
seeing that too. But supposedly, One Life to Live is the one that's going to be leaving. But I don't see that happening because it's
no,
really
no,
good.
Nope.
And All My Children is not.
No.
They're going to, All My Children, it has been, like, years worth. They've been over budget, and so has General
yep.
Hospital, for a fact. One Life to Live is the only one who can stay within budget. I don't see One Life to Live going anywhere right now. I see All My Children getting canceled just because the move to California was supposed to reduce their budget because they would have bigger sets with sharing it over there with that General Hospital and everything,
mm-hmm.
but it's not working. It's still going way over budget. And
mm-hmm.
And between All My Children and General Hospital, or the two who are going over budget, General Hospital has a bigger brand name than All My Children, and then also the fact that Susan Lou is supposedly leaving soon because she wants to go back to New York. It's going to be a real big hit for All My Children. So I say
mm-hmm.
she's the one who's going to be canceled. And then later on, if they don't pull it out, I see One Life to Live being canceled later on because they think General Hospital will surpass them just because of the brand name that they have.
Yeah, and it's the golden child.
Right. That also.
You know, I just find it very... Because I guess ABC is going to bring a new men's talk show in. Like a copycat of... The View.
I heard it's going to be a men's version of The View.
Oh, well, that's what I meant, man, you know. And, you know, that's funny because they already tried that a long time ago with It was Mario Lopez, Dick Clark, Danny Bonaduce, and someone else. But I don't remember.
I don't know, but I don't think it's going to last.
Oh, yay, we have another call. Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who
Elise
is it?
Elise.
Hi, Elise.
I was listening to you guys
yes.
on the computer. I was chatting with Dominic Junior's son. He's on Facebook, and he requested to be my friend, so I said, and I'm like, you must get all the time that you must be your dad, and he's like, yes. I'm like, I could just tell by the birthday that you weren't your father. He's like, everybody thinks I'm my
so
dad.
So did
like,
you tell his father about one of the show?
I'm like, you need to get your father on Twitter. He's like, I'm on Twitter. I said, well, follow me on Twitter. And then so we were chatting on Twitter, and then I'm like, you know, all the GH stars are on Twitter. He's like, I know. I'm like, you need to get your dad on Twitter. He's like, he won't listen to me. He's like 27 years old, this kid.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we are just talking like we are with the
one. On the computer, yeah, I know. I missed the part about
somebody said something about Maurice not taking his medication.
Oh my God, Kelly.
I missed that. Where did that come from? I never even heard Kelly say something like that.
Some tweet.
That came from somebody who tweeted it.
Oh.
About what happened at the Tower Christopher and Kelly Monaco thing.
Was it she joking around or?
I don't know.
You know
I don't
all
know
friends.
If she was telling a joke or what.
Probably she was probably joking around because they're all friends, you know, outside of work. You know, I mean, her and, even though her and Carly just like each other on the show, I mean, they're like close friends off the show, you know. And, I mean, maybe she was joking around because he couldn't get on the plane because I know he does have bipolar and my sister has bipolar, so I know it's not something you joke around about, but she was probably
no,
kidding.
It's not something you joke around about.
Exactly. And it was just in bad taste, you know what I mean? Or somebody took it the wrong way. You know, people say one thing, and then it goes to a third person or fourth person, and it gets all twisted by the time it gets to the fifth person. So who knows what actually she said, unless it comes
right.
From
the person.
Right.
The person thought she might have been joking around. That's just not something you joke around about.
Okay, yeah.
It isn't. But, I mean, who knows what she even actually
you know,
said.
You're joking or not.
Twisted. And I like Kelly, and Kelly and I are friends, so I'm not going to badmouth her, but who knows what she said. And I heard you guys talk about Becky. As far as I know, she's not going anywhere from GH. I don't know.
What?
As far as I know with Becky, she's staying at GH. So.
Oh, yeah, I heard she is. I mean,
there's nothing official, but I heard she's recurring.
Nothing official, yeah. She was
going
to go to
but she
got an offer from another daytime. From another
We heard. But no.
What,
we heard from ABC.
What offer? Hmm?
You said an offer. What offer?
I don't know. She got an offer to go to Bold and Beautiful.
She should have taken it.
Yeah. That's what I heard through Twitter. I didn't get that from any source or anything. I just heard that on Twitter, so don't quote me on that.
No, I mean, this ABC to get who asked for that and make her apologize. I agree. I really agree. And so, what did everyone else want to talk about? Anything else good happen lately? Sunny. I have him on the 8th.
Oh, my gosh, Brenda.
But,
Sunny,
I mean, I know people,
great.
I mean, okay, I know people will be mean to my colleague. And, you know, and I just think people need to stop it with being mean to Colby. Everyone but my princess.
Okay, well, Carly, people are mean to Carly. People are mean to Brenda. People are mean to Liz. People are mean to everyone. You can't stop
it. Yeah, exactly.
The thing is, if we say something bad about Sam, oh, I do, I'm a bad evil bitch for that. But if someone says something about Carly, they have just their opinions.
They're doing a job just like everybody else does. They live it up and go to work every day. It's not. It's just their character.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think you should be mean about the actor.
Exactly.
I try not to.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
you can easily be mean about the character. Who cares? You can be
exactly.
mean about the couple
the
for all
person.
You want.
It's the person inside that, you know, that we don't know. We only know the character.
I get that.
Yeah, do you really think I'm going to stop being mean about EJ just for somebody? Hell no.
Say that again.
I said, do you really think I'm going to stop being mean about EJ just for somebody's benefit?
No,
hell no.
Right.
No, but I'm just saying, man, you know, it's this funny one. People do it with Carly, but God forbid someone says something about how anything about Sam, they want to blow a casket. I mean, or they, you know.
Carly, do me a favor. Take a deep breath.
Yes.
Calm down, because this is the thing. People have everybody has their opinions. The reason why
mm-hmm.
they would attack Carly is because they personally do not like the character. So they're going to attack
yeah.
her more than they're
mm-hmm.
going to attack another person.
But that's
people who don't
Carly
attack
is.
Sam don't like Sam, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
but, I mean,
we know you,
when you
love
meet them,
Carly. And
when you
every
meet
single
them
time.
In real life, they're totally different.
Right.
You know, they're just a character that they don't even write their own script for. They're just playing a part.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, I mean, and people cannot like the character, but I mean, when you meet these people in real life, which I have a million times, they're totally not they like their characters at all.
Yeah.
I don't like Lucky. In the world.
I don't
oh
like
my
Lucky
God.
At all, but I respect Jonathan Jackson. I still
exactly.
support him. I just hate the character of Lucky.
Mm.
Same way
oh,
with
yeah.
Nicholas. I don't
like
Nicholas.
I don't like the
I don't
fact
like
that they made him
either.
A cop. They should have made Lucky more like Luke, I think.
Yeah, I don't hate Jonathan, but I do not like his acting.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah.
I like Greg Vaughn better as Lucky.
Me too. I miss Greg a lot.
I hate Lucky no matter what.
Remember when he was a kid on General Hospital? He was great. But now that he's older, I think Greg Vaughn was better at the adult Lucky than
mm-hmm.
Jonathan Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then think the Lucky has been changed way too much.
Oh, yeah.
I just think Lucky's been changed way too much.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree there. Definitely.
I think if they would have had Jonathan Jackson stay as Lucky, then I think
different.
It would be a lot better. It would be a lot different. But
yeah, exactly. But they kept changing
the
character.
Yeah,
so we
would have
watched
them
grow up, like we watched Star, you know, Kristen Alderson.
Carly and Emily and stuff, history was not ignored with their changes, but it's all out the window.
Jack, which I don't agree with that either, because Cameron, I think his name was, the kid that played Jack on One Life to Live, he was...
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Todd, the second...
I know.
And they just, you know, recast him to age him, which was crazy because, I mean,
I can't get into this Jack.
They've only showed him once so far, so.
I just don't see him as Jack.
I know, as Todd's son, I know. The other one looked exactly like Todd, and acted just like Todd, so it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now, like, you have this, like, you went from a blonde boy, I mean, he was really, he was blonde,
like,
and now all of a sudden
blonde,
we have this,
like
dark hair.
Now he has dark hair, real dark hair. And how
like,
can you get real dark hair when Cassie is blonde and Todd has, like, brown hair? Hello?
I know.
And Kristen is blonde, and Sam is blonde, pretty much.
I know.
Remember, you guys. Wait. I'm Zach. Okay. Is Zach Blair and Todd's son? Oh.
Yes, it's Blair and Todd's son. Yes.
Blair and Todd.
Oh, okay.
Todd and the crazy
Margaret.
Woman.
Margaret. She raped Todd, that's why.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Fed him Viagra and raped him.
Yep. I remember that.
Yep. Yeah, there's like Sam raped Zayton.
I'm getting a taste of your own medicine, only you're not getting gang raped.
Rick raped Liz, as much as I love them together.
I know.
Now, which is the soap that Rick Hurst is on now? That's Bold and the Beautiful, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's the one that I heard that everybody wanted Becky to go to was Bold and the Beautiful because Rick Hurst was on it, and then they would be get to act together again because everybody like loved them together. And I heard
because they were great
tweet that I heard that she got an offer, but I don't know. I'm sure Michael would have said something, or I don't know if he can or cannot, you know what I mean? Who knows? They can't talk about their
I don't really know if
statuses.
He would have, though. I think he would have told us when
that's
it was official.
Official, he would say something.
I don't think he would have told us if he was offered.
Statuses. Yeah, because they're not allowed to talk about contract statuses. They can lose their jobs. And so if it was true or not that she did get an offer from Bold and Beautiful, who knows? I don't know. That's all I heard. I heard it in a tweet. Somebody tweeted it. I don't really know if it's true or not. But I know she didn't want to leave GH. I know that.
Yeah, she's mostly staying for the coworkers and the fans, I heard.
From what Michael told me, she's going to try to get on Twitter. She's addicted now. To talk to the fans on Saturday.
Yep.
She should just get
one. I hope she gets her own.
That's what everybody keeps telling her. She should just get her own account. I mean, they have the fan. She has her fan account, but that's her fan club president does that. But she should get her own account.
Yeah, especially because she's addicted now.
Yeah. Michael told her she was going to get addicted if she went on it. She's like, I don't have time. 3 kids and a job. And but he does a lot around. For her.
Well, it would never, even if Becky went to B&B, it would never worked. They fire people left and right on B&B. They don't use half of the cast on B&B. We haven't seen my cast there in like a month. They just fire Kyle Lado.
Half the cast on Bold and the Beautiful was on GH at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I've only watched the show once. I caught it once when Sarah Joy Brown first started on it. But it's on, first of all, it's on too early for me. Second of all, it's only a half-hour show, and I couldn't get into it. I just didn't get into it. And Young and the Restless I've never seen either, so.
Yeah, I've
seen
one episode of Bold and Beautiful, and
I only
not really
ABC,
much
and that's it. I've only ever watched ABC. Can't help it. But my
only
mother
ever
always
NBC
watched,
and
my
ABC.
Grandma always watched with ABC, so. I don't want
to speaking of NBC, we're
anymore,
trying
though.
To get. Speaking of NBC, we're trying to get Matt Ashford and Brian Dottolo back on Days.
I used to watch Days when I was a lot younger because I had a friend of mine. When I was, like, still in grammar school, I'd go to her house after school, and she'd like to watch Days. and it was right before General Hospital started, so we'd watch Days first in General Hospital, but now it's on so much earlier. It's on at 1. But,
I just want Franz to pay for this. He did not have to do what he did. And for him to backtrack and everything, I just want him to pay. I just want him to be locked in the room. I know. I want Fawn to pay. I want Fawn to be in this little cold ice box and no one to let him out for like a week or two or three. Oh, never.
I just want him out of his job.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He's an asshole, anyway.
Yeah.
He was at Super Soap.
I still can't
weekend,
believe what he said about Kathy Breyer.
I know. He's an asshole. He was at
Super Soap weekend.
Back. That'd be great.
He was at one Super Soap weekend, and, and so he was doing an interview, and so me and my ex-husband were watching the interview with Sherry Shepherd and The View and SoapNet. And so when they were done taping, I introduced myself to him. I said, "Hey, Mr. Franz, how you doing? Nice to meet you." And he just basically blew me off and walked right by me. I was like, what an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, and to all the other people that were standing around watching, he was just like walked right by with his crew and whatever, his posse. And he was just like, "I don't have time for you little people," or whatever. You know what I mean? He was just a total jerk.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
he really needs to get in trouble for everything he's done. He got sued after the comment about Kathy Bio.
Oh, yeah.
But Elise, what'd you say?
Yeah. I heard that Susan Lucci hates being out in California, and she keeps commuting back and forth to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? To, like, pack up and move out there completely. No, she still has her house outside of New York City. And,
well, if they lose her, there's nothing to go off of for the show.
I heard that,
morning.
Too.
Right.
But she leaves all my children. I'll tell you, if they lose Susan, that show's going to go down the tubes.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I don't like Erica, she's been there forever.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Exactly.
I don't even watch the show anyway, but that's what I heard. I mean, and then Greenlee, I heard Greenlee wants to leave again. I mean, she keeps leaving and coming back anyways. I don't know. And a lot of
people like Greenlee.
They didn't want to go to California. They were made to go to California.
And I heard you
yeah,
about
Fawn did this.
They want all the ABC soaps eventually to be taped in California. They eventually want to make another studio and have One Life go out there, too. Because they're the only ones right now from ABC that's still in New York. And I know a lot of people that are on One Life don't want to go to California, especially
no,
the kids.
Yeah, where they
I
live.
Don't really think, like, Erica Slezak or anybody would want to go.
No. I mean, they have family. And, I mean, Erica's been on the show for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I know she wouldn't want to up and move to California. I think they were relieved when it was all my children that moved. I don't know. I think if any ABC soap that's going to fall through, I think it's going to be All My Children before One Life to Live.
They
went after all the NBC soaps and the CBS soaps, and now they're going after the ABC soaps. You knew it was just a matter of time.
Okay, we have 5 minutes remaining because we made it an hour because I'm probably getting an ear infection, and Allie's probably getting what Terry had.
She passes me through the phone line, people.
And it's snowing at my place. So we.
It's snowing?
Yeah, snowing.
It snows in Seattle?
Oh, crap.
Yeah,
it's
rained a lot.
Is it 2 1 in Seattle and Bellevue where I live? Holy shit.
It snows in Seattle, and it rains a lot in Seattle.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It snow.
Yeah, okay, it does snow here. We've had 2 years ago, 2008.
And
we had 2 weeks
never
of
gets
snow.
Snow in Florida and Hawaii very rarely. It was 83 degrees here, so today. And I guess Kristen Elderton tweeted that this weekend she's coming down to Florida. I said, you picked a good weekend. It's going to be in the 80s and humid. Because I know she likes.
Okay, don't talk about the 80s.
Yeah,
because
you don't
come
down to Florida in the summer.
Please. You know, I can't believe we are getting snow, but we are getting snow. And I'm not a big fan of snow.
I know. I hate shoveling
you poor
it.
Thing.
Me neither. We get
I hate
it.
Driving in it. I hate shoveling it. I hate everything about it. That's why I moved.
I lived in
I
Massachusetts.
Moved from a place with
I lived
snow
in
to a place with even more snow,
years.
And I don't know why.
I lived in Massachusetts for 30 years. I just saw enough snow to last a lifetime. Too damn cold.
From California
for me.
To Missouri to Colorado.
California does, well, Southern California doesn't get really any snow, but Northern California does.
No, it was Central Coast, but it didn't get any.
Yeah, no. Northern California.
But anyway,
I
hate
I
snow, and
do.
I went from no snow to snow to a ton of snow.
Oh, I hate that. When I went, well, last time I went home in the winter to my parents' house in Massachusetts, the first weekend I was there, we got 13 inches of snow. I said, never, ever again am I coming home in the winter. So now I don't. I only go home in the spring or in the summer.
I thought
that
it was really funny. Whenever I moved up a little bit, I moved up more north in Ohio, and my mom and dad was like, you hate the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you moving toward it?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I was going to move to New York, and my parents were like, you hate the cold and the snow, too. Why would you want to even go to New York? They're like, you want to go to Florida. I've been wanting to move to Florida since I was in high school when my grandparents first built their house down here. So, and I was like 16, but of course, you know, my parents weren't going to let me move in with my grandparents until I finished high school. But, yeah, and then I ended up going to college in Boston anyway, so... After I finished college, I started working in Boston, and then I transferred down here. So that's how I ended up down in Florida. But now I kind of miss Mass because, you know, we had Super Soul Weekend every year here, and now that they did away with that, it's like none of the stars want to come to Florida. Now they're always in New York. When I was in Mass, it's a five-hour train ride or a five-hour drive, you know, and it's like, damn, I can never go anywhere because the flights are ridiculously expensive, but out of Boston, they're cheaper. I don't know why they're cheaper out of Boston, because it's an international airport, but so is Orlando. I don't get it.
I'm going to go. I'm going to get off here, Carly.
Me too. I'm going to watch SVU that I DVR'd.
Okay, you guys, we will be back. Well, we have 90 seconds. So, we will be back on Wednesday. No, Monday.
On Monday.
Tonight's
Monday. And then,
oh, my gosh. Can you say goodbye to Luna's album?
Does Allie have anybody coming on her show?
Allie, are you leaving?
I'm leaving. Why?
No, I'm saying, do you have anybody coming on the Rant Room anytime soon?
Not that I know of. I'm still trying to get Brittany Underwood and Chris Alderson, but they haven't got back to me.
Yeah, I asked Brittany, too, and she sent me a DM that she would love to come on daytime after dark with Carly. But then yesterday our car got stolen, so it wasn't a great time to ask her. She was down at the police station and filling out a report.
I just went and I read that, and I'm like, oh, sorry, that sucks. They said, hope you get your car back.
And she's all done taping, by the way, so I don't even know if she sees Chris that much anymore. I don't know how much they see.
Why can they have Chris at this time?
They're rehearsing there for Broadway Cares in March.
That's right, too. I read that. You're right. They are.
And
I read that.
They have, like, four numbers together, I think.
They do. Four, yeah. I would love to go to that.
So,
that would be fun.
Yeah, I figured now would be the time, and then, like, they can come on, and, like, they can, before, you know, Broadway Cares comes in March.
I would love to get...
be like a stalker, you know what I mean? Keep asking, you know what I mean? So I asked once, and she said that she wanted to, and then I was like, okay, and then I asked her again, and she hasn't answered me back yet, so I'm just waiting.
Yeah,
okay.
She went and told me that she was talking to Chris.
Yeah.
About it. About coming on together. If I get them on, they're going to be on together probably, hopefully.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do for Carly. Hopefully.
Hopefully,
Do you want me to say goodbye, everybody?
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody. Carly, I'll talk to you on Twitter tomorrow or something.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye. 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 Okay. All right, people, I'm going to just play one song, and then I'm going to go.
Tell me, has it
Hey, everyone, it's Carly. I just want to say good night. Thank you for coming to my show. My show is every Monday and Wednesday and Fridays. No, Monday and Wednesday. If you guys want to see it on the weekend, please, 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 Twitter me at daytime 6976. Facebook me at Daytime After Dark 1976. Okay, you guys, good night. Bye.